You've been listening to Kamlong Custom Garden Radio Program here along SIBC. One fellow joint production Melewan Custom Garden Association. With them support from Food and Agriculture Organization Blong United Nations for UNDK Blong Family Farming. In partnership with them AMAC Asia Pacific and ComDev Asia.
Hello, name Blong me Doug Hisp. Me Blong New Zealand, but me stay Cook Islands this time. Me fellow in the Cook Islands to visit friends at Custom Gardens for 2 weeks now. In the Cook Islands, I work in a small garden organisation to support the local community to grow their own organic natural kaikai. In this talk today, I was wanting to discuss the importance of diversity in the gardens and farmers feeding their families first. Good variety of kaikai as number one. As farmers, we all work hard to support our families and to feed people with the food we grow. Sometimes we're working so hard on the business of making money off what we grow, we can sometimes forget the best way to support our families is growing as much of our own foods as we can for feeding our families healthy kaikai. Having a garden with many different things growing is called diversity. Diversity is one of the best ways to be strong in your business of farming and also to have healthy kaikai for your family. In farming, diversity is also important because it can protect you from many challenges. If we have many different crops and we have a problem with bad weather or pest or a slow market, this can be a big worry. This can often be the case for the ones growing export crops, big scale like cocoa, coffee, copra, or other market crops. If you've been a farmer a long time, you'll know that the price of these can go up and down fast time. As a farmers, sometimes we may grow just one or two market crops to get money, and then we have to buy a lot of other foods from the shop or the market. As a farmer, growing most of your family's food and not just cash crops for the market is very important. I have a question for you. What is your biggest wealth? Miss Savvy, family health is your biggest wealth. And if you're a farmer, this, followed by the health of your land and your soil, are the two most important things. They are both connected. What I want to say to you is, as a farmer or gardener, relying on other people to feed us is not the best one. When prices go high, we can think it's too expensive to buy fresh food in the market, and we decide to buy imported foods, which are not as good as the fresh local foods. If you plant a good variety, diversity of foods in your garden, it's not only good for your family health, but good for the market too. This diversity can be around your main crop or between your crops. If you grow only one or two fella crops and the price or demand is low, you can suffer. So grow many different crops can help your market too. As some crops grow low in price, others can come up to give you more chance of getting a good price on the other crops. This diversity is important in business, but also for eating good health. If you don't need to buy kaikai from the market, you can keep that money for other things. There is an old saying, not to keep all your eggs in one basket. This meaning is if you have a problem, the basket breaks, all your eggs are gone one time. In big business, big money business like banks and the share market, they know this very well. They always have their money spread around many different things. Even if you don't plant commercial, any good crop you plant or tree around your farm or house will save you money over time. It also saves you plenty of time if you don't have to go to the market for your kaikai every time. Where me fella lives in the Cook Islands, there are some very big problems. Many people are struggling with sickness, big sickness. They have plenty of money and they buy too much imported foods. If you eat good local kai, you will be healthy. This is what our ancestors did. Your health is your wealth. Eating local food will help you stay strong. So what I encourage you all, farmers and growers, grow as many different foods and feed your family a good variety of local kai kai so you don't have to spend your hard-earned monies on buying another farmer's or some big overseas fella's foods. Farmers should feed their family first. This is what I have to say. Thank you too much for listening to my talk. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Kamlong Custom Garden Radio Program here along SIBC. One fellow joint production, Melewan Custom Garden Association, with him support from Food and Agriculture Organization, Blong United Nations for UNDK, Blong Family Farming, in partnership with them Amak Asia Pacific and Comdev Asia. Listen, come on for another edition. Same time, same place.